Hallelujah. I don't want to let go. See, I can hardly stay in English right now, so I won't. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost here. Because the glory of God's here. The presence of God. Hallelujah. If you want to bring this down just a little bit, I don't want it to ring or whatever. Lord, what order to do that in? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just roll here with the Holy Ghost for 1 second, because Pastor said there just a few seconds ago when he said divine order. And 2 years ago at the Southwest Believers Convention, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons was doing pre-service prayer. Pastor Nancy was sitting in the very center, front row. And this is not the main service, it's pre-service prayer. So Pastor Terry was leading in prayer. Then the people just began to pray. She flipped around to me and she just started praying in the Holy Ghost. And I don't know it word for word. Part of it was I have given unto you a key. The key of David, not just because your name, yes. But the key of David is primarily worship, uh-huh. And also setting things in order. Yeah. Jesus sits on the throne of David, yeah. And there's so much about his rule, his reign, his authority, and the far-reaching effects of it. Yes. The fact he's a prophet, a priest, a king, right. A seer, a sayer, a songwriter. Yes. And he was a gatherer, yes, of people. Yeah. Even bruised, or we would say in our day, bruised and broken and lost sheep. Yes. The Bible says that those who were in debt, distressed, and discouraged, yeah, gathered, yes, themselves unto David at Adullam. Yes. People who needed direction. Yes. They needed an assignment, yes, to hook up to. That's right. To bring their life from ruin and destruction and discouragement to significance.
That's right. Amen.
And in our day and time, make no mistake about it, the local church, yeah, is that place of authority. Amen. It's that house of grace. Yeah. It's the house of mercy. Yeah. It's the house that is the gathering place.
Amen.
For people to proficiently be equipped to run their course and finish their race.
Amen.
And you're here on Wednesday night, so I'm not yelling or preaching at people who don't already know this. But by virtue of the fact that you are here,
yes.
Yeah, I hear that, Lord. Make no mistake about it. For many in this room, there'll be significant alterations for the rest of this year.
Yes, sir.
There'll be alterations and even adjustments and placement. Not by man or a group of men, nor by the flesh, but by the grace of God, because your heart has cried out, because you know you're at the time of the end, and you have prayed, and He has heard your prayer when you have said, I want to be in the right place at the right time with the right people, bringing forth right fruit, and I am determined to be what you've called me to be, nothing more, nothing less. I just want to be in step with what you've called me to do. If that's you, stand to your feet right now. He has heard your cry. Father, in the name. Now, I might just signal out a few people, but it really is for everyone. When I said that, you lift your hands. I'm not going to lay hands on you. The power of God is coming upon you right now. Eyes to see, Lord. Eyes to see. Lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. There'll be some alterations. There'll be some movement even in the congregation. There'll be for some even a occupational change. Schedules will be rearranged. Finances will come. Money will not be a problem for you to be in the right place at the right time. Lift up your hands. Much for you. Much for you. finances released unto you, even in a greater way. You're the one who does pray. Yeah. Is that you? Astakoye. Ikolostaya. But you're a prayer.
Yes.
No, I know when I know. I know on the inside when I run into that money released in Jesus' name. Angels cause the money to come. A higher grace for you. A higher day has come. Because we go from faith to faith, glory to glory. And even the further you go down the path, and how do you get further down that path? Prayer lays the track ahead. Prayer. Pray in every step. Every step that you take. We sang it a moment ago. Every step that I take. Every prayer that I make. Have your way. In Jesus' name, put up your hands right now. Fire. Yoshai nakaistai. You'll be able to shemananastakai. Yeah, some things you'll be able that would get off track. You'll be able to steady. I'm not talking about just it's all on you. That's not what I'm talking about. But you won't even know everything you're praying about. People's lives will start to get off track. You don't know you're praying for them. They don't know they're praying that you're praying for them. You don't know it, and you'll just start praying in the Holy Ghost. And many is the person that you'll keep from making shipwreck. Lift up your hand. Lord, I know. Where I started just a moment ago, Father, many in this room have said, all I want to do is do exactly what I'm called to. Nothing more, nothing less. In step, in time. Running in the right place, at the right pace, only in your allotted lane and with your grace. But for some, that will require a change. Don't try to figure that out. The Holy Ghost will do the performing. You do the praying. You do the praying and the obeying. He'll orchestrate and order your steps. Yeah, I hear that, Lord. It's a protected plan. I'm going to get up here. It's a protected plan. Some in the place have been in fear that you would miss it. I would miss it. Don't live in fear. Don't live in fear. Here, ask yourself this. Do you want the plan of God? When you ask yourself that, when the devil or the enemy or even your own soul tries to berate you with condemnation, either over what you have or have not done, and you hear a voice that says, you're disqualified, you're not even allowed to walk, much less run, you automatically know that's the devil. When your heart is crying out for the plan of God, God's plan will meet you at that cry. Everybody put your hands down. Who is that there that you thought you were disqualified? Run down here right now. It's not everybody. It's just a handful. You thought you were disqualified. Come quickly. In a maharistaikai. I take authority over that in the name of Jesus. Move quick. I can't really baragestai if I don't move fast. And there's something I'm trying to get to. And it had to do with what Pastor said. Some things out, some things in. Don't let me forget that prophecy that was given to me. But I'm acting on the prophecy before I tell you. Because I got to move with the anointing when the moving's of baharinestai. All right. Look at me right now. Everybody in this line. You just out loud say, I'm in the right place at the right time, running with the right people, bringing forth the right fruit. Every single day, you just lift your hands in praise and say, I'm in the right place at the right time, at the right pace, operating in the right grace. The Holy Ghost will lead you in what to say and how to say it, but you have to give voice to it. Another minister would say it like this. You never run at your giant with your mouth shut. And the biggest battle you'll ever fight is yourself. Ask me how I know. But you started, I'm in the right place at the right time with the right people in the right line. God Almighty, the fire of God's here. I'm going to go quick. If I have ushers, do I have ushers? I take authority in Jesus' name over every demonic influence, over every demon and devil. You take your hands off of these that have a prayer assignment on these. There's a prayer. It all begins with prayer. Notice he said, come boldly unto the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. He's responsible for you. He's responsible. You do the lifting of your voice. He'll do the rest. You just obey and hear what he has to say. Lord, help me say that. Where was I just a moment ago, what I was trying to say? Hallelujah. What was that? Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, whereby we obtain mercy. Mercy for our faults and failures, forgiveness for our sin, and grace to finish our course all the way to the end. For you have not a high priest who is not easily touched with a feeling of your inadequacy and was in all points tempted as you are, yet without sin. He knows how to keep you all the way, every step, all the way to the end. You cast down every condemning voice when he says you're disqualified. You can't do it. Ha ha! You laugh out loud at him. He's the father of lies and there's no truth in him. Just by virtue of the fact that you're in this church, you're hooked up to a greater plan. Why am I drawn to you so much? Put up your hands. Shh. Sharpen the tools. Miracles. Eyes to see. Stay with them, ushers. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Fire. Shh. Shh. Miracles. Stretch your hands toward these. Yeah, you'll do it. Fire! Fire! Shh! Fire! See, the fire of God comes. It doesn't come to burn people. It burns the chaff off the wheat. You understand that? The three Hebrew boys, they went into the fiery furnace. When they came out of the fire, they didn't even have the smell of smoke. Only one thing was missing: the bondage, the fetters, the chains, the ropes, anything that would hold them back from running their race. That's what the fire comes to do. Burn anything off of you that would keep you from running your race. Erenestaya, Jesus, fire, fire of God is here. Irumaka, in Jangadoste. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Nirapo. Mersakola Nerestai. Move. Oh God. Oh fire. Miracles. Pastor. There's an outbreak of miracles coming through your ministry. There's an outbreak. Yeah, Lord, that's why he got up and said, I'll quote that in a minute. I'll go to that scripture. I know where that is, Lord. Some things out, some things in. Next order of agenda after adjustments, little adjustments. Natural things producing spiritual fruit. Natural little adjustments producing much fruit. Right on the other side of those minor little adjustments, deluge of miracles. Nations, a carrier of miracles to the nations. Help me, someone help me. Maikai Staikai. I can't hardly stand when this comes on me. Anamohustai, he's a carrier of miracles to nations. Root out, tear down, plant, build. You're equipped with signs and wonders and miracles under that apostolic authority. Be bold. You'll see it in your next your next endeavor, your next outing, your next meeting. India, you'll see it. You'll see it. There'll be an increase in that miracle power. Just be bold. Sometimes even you already know that. You've seen Pastor Nancy. You've seen Dr. Dufresne. You just even hardly before you can preach or teach. Boom, it's there. Act on it immediately. The miracle will validate the ministry. You won't even have to tell you who or what you are. The miracle will make a way. The miracle will turn and bring the order of the day. You talked about order, bringing it into order. Bringing it into order. A miracle changes everything. Notable miracles through you. You won't have to say the authority that you walk in. The miracles will preach for you. Kemaya, Kamosteya. I got you. Yeah, good. Yeah, but don't go far. There's fire. Karaboste, Makanede. In what order, Lord? In what order? I don't know why I hear the number 10. And there may be more than 10. Say it again, Lord. If I miss it, I miss it. And there's no reason to be embarrassed. This is a family. When the power of God's moving, you got to move with the power. 10 people who need a miraculous miracle financially in the next 90 days. 10. That if it's not a significant turnaround, you even said, I don't know what I'm going to do. Who is it? Lift up your hand. Who is it? Run. And if I got it wrong, I just heard 10. But it may be at Abahastakaya. Shalamoregesta. So, Lord, how is this speaking? What is this? Soprakata. Now look at me. The key. Everybody say the key. Say it like you mean it.
The key.
The key to your miracle. And any miracle is John chapter 2. You go home and you read it and you read it and you let your eyes fall on this. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You got that? I don't care what it is. I don't care what he tells you to give. I don't care what he tells you to sow. I don't care where he tells you to or not to go. You instantly obey your spirit. Are you listening to me? It's the key to a miracle. What do you have in the house? What do you have in the house? The widow whose husband served under Elisha. The creditors came to take away her sons, to put them to be slaves, to pay off the debt. The prophet of God said, what do you have in the house? And that template is there time and time again. And I'm saying unto you, I heard the number 10. There's a miracle waiting for every one of you. There's a miracle waiting for angels in the name of Jesus. Is that right? Like one said, well, if God himself were to make windows in heaven, could this be? And the prophet of God said, oh, it will be. It's going to happen. You won't see it because you doubted it. But the Lord made windows in heaven. And there was such a dramatic turnaround that they went from eating babies and boiling asses' heads and eating dove dung to buying the finest of wheat and barley for less than pennies. There was a sudden turnaround. Jesus, there's a turnaround. Shh, now, turn around. Turn around. I knew it was you. I saw you back there. I knew. Pagaje. Yeah, ma. Miracle. Put out your hands like this. Do it. So sharpen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Make it so. Thank you, dear one. Thank you. Hallelujah. Was you, are you in the line? It's okay. Yeah. Power of God's on you, man. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you do. Lift up your hands right now. Power of God. Power of God is on you from the top of your head, all throughout your body. The fire of God is on you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And so it was pre-service prayer 2 years ago, Southwest Believers Convention, and Pastor Terry spoke in tongues, and she flipped around and she said, the key of David. Now it comes back to me even stronger. She said, I'll send you places where you will stop some things and start some things. You'll open some things and you'll stop some things. And then she said, I don't know what that means, brother. You're going to have to pray in the Holy Ghost to figure that one out. So when Pastor got up just a minute ago and he said, stop and close. Can I have that? I think it's Matthew 21. Let me see my Bible. Let's just stay in the Spirit. Let's just, you know, we'll go in and out of tongues and in and out of worship. And let me see if I can find this real quick. Because, you know, in Holy Ghost services, you know, you bring notes for days, and you've heard Pastor Nancy say this, and Lord knows she's demonstrated it, and I get to watch it time and time again. And before Pastor Nancy, I was so blessed to work with another prophet of God, Mark Brzee, and I saw him do it time and again since, you know, I was doing meetings with him since 1991. And then Brother Joe Morris, and somehow I've been blessed, and I mean that with all my heart, been blessed to run with people not just of the Word, but the Word and the Spirit. Amen. And you know, in services like this, you obviously, you come with a message. But then what you need to listen to is when that pastor gets up there, right before he hands you the pulpit, listen carefully. There may be just two or three words that he says, and boom, there's your runway right there. Amen. There's your runway. You know, your spirit is circling. You got a payload of the Holy Ghost, and you're trying to get the congregation. You're trying to get the plane off the ground, but it takes a runway, and it takes a sound, and it takes words to lift you into another place. And not always going to a teaching. Sometimes that's a lower flow. Yeah. Or teachers, yes, I understand all that. But you have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say. And for me, this doesn't apply to everybody else, but for me, I listen very carefully. What did that pastor say? Or what did the one who's in authority of that look at? What did he say right before he hands it to me? And usually there's my door. There's my runway. Somebody said, well, that could wreck your sermon. Good, I want mine wrecked. Amen. Well, that could cause you to get out of boat. Good. What if you only walk on the water 5 steps? Good. If I fall, Jesus is right there and pick me back up and say, I'll teach you. You took 6 good steps. Amen. We'll just go back in the boat and sit a while and I'll teach you some faith and you can follow the Holy Ghost and get out again. I'd rather miss it going for it. So he got up and he said about some things out and some things in. And I saw Jesus, not physically, and not even a vision, just on the inside, Pastor. And I'm so hoping it's Matthew 21. But I think it is. Hang on just 1 second. And there it is. It's called Cleansing of the Temple. And it's Matthew 21, 12. And this is nowhere near where I was going to go. So that means tonight is the Holy Ghost flow. Already has been. There's miracles financially. There's money released unto you. that came. But you're going to have to do what he says to do.
That's right.
Whether it makes sense or not. Are you listening to me? I was in one service in 98. And that was a Mark Brzee Holy Ghost meeting. Joe was there. Some other prophets were there. And those Holy Ghost meetings were a story unto themselves. Pastor Mark thought it was going to be, now listen to this. He thought it was going to be one meeting, one time. It turned into 5 years.
Wow. Really?
And pastors started flying in on a monthly basis from all over the country. And prophets started coming. Amen. And it was just like being here. When I said to you a moment ago that, listen, the way you, just listen to that sound when you were singing, I said, that's revival right there. That's an open heaven right there. I hear their voices, but I hear other voices joined in. I don't know if they were singing the same song in heaven, but there were more voices singing than were in this room. As the Lord, you know, Lord, if we sing all night, I'll just be fine. My plane don't leave till tomorrow, two in the afternoon. Now yours leaves a lot earlier. I can't even believe you came tonight. Dear God, if I would have been you, I would have called. If I'd have had a guest speaker, I'd have said, have a good time. I'm behind you. More miles than you know. You have to get up at 3 a.m. or something like that. God bless you. I'm not getting up with you. And so I was in this Holy Ghost meetings with Pastor Mark. And without going into every detail of it, it's not like I had a pile of money. And basically what the Lord said, would you be willing to give in this meeting? The first amount he gave me at the first part of the week. Well, I'll just go ahead and tell you because it's, you know, for this may be a lot for you, but it was $10,000. You know, I have at that point, let's see, 98, I had a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And just working, contract, and doing meetings, you know. And so the end of the week, and I said reluctantly, yes. Now, what was I talking about? Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And so I got to the end of the week, and it's the last day, and I hadn't done it yet. And I was driving to the meeting, and the Lord said, I want you to give $25,000 tonight. And I went, that's not what you said. And I didn't know if it was because I didn't act quick enough. I don't think that's what it is. I think, you know, he's Jewish. He was just getting me up because he's starting at 10, but really he's got his eye on 25. But he's never trying to take something from you. He's trying to get a miracle into your house.
Hallelujah.
See, miracles are his plan, but he's got to get things flowing through your hand to get things flowing from his hand to yours. And so I didn't answer. I was driving, didn't even know anything about Tulsa. You know, I was driving. We had morning meetings and night meetings. So help me God, this is the truth. And the worst part about it is I'm the one designated to receive the offerings every night. So how are you going to get up there and obey God and tell everyone else, obey God, man, the windows of heaven are open for you. And the whole time your spirit's going, yeah, bud, you too. It's really hard to, you know, receive with some authority and have some faith when the whole time it's like, obey, obey. And I was like, Lord, can we talk about that? I'll get back to that story in a minute. We were in Germany, Heidelberg, one time. Again, I was the designated offering taker many times for Pastor Mark. And we were in a meeting over there, a minister's meeting. And let's see, that was 96 because my wife was carrying our daughter who was born. I think she was about 5-6 months pregnant. And you talk about, we didn't have money. What? Somebody else had to pay for us to get there and house us and feed us, you know? We didn't have anything, but I'm the designated offering taker. So I you know, took the offering, you know, for the pastors, and I'm like, my God, give everything. The windows of heaven, sow everything. There's a, you know, I'm just going for it in a Pentecostal way. You know, And there's the difference. I can flip more anyway, it went a little more Pentecostal than Word of Faith. So me and my wife and Ray Jean and Beth went to Pizza Hut. There was actually a Pizza Hut in Heidelberg, Germany, after the morning service. And they got the bill. And I said to my wife, give me some money. She said, I don't have any. I said, what do you mean you don't have any? Where's our money? She said, well, you got up there this morning and said, my God, obey. Give everything you got. I gave all our money away. I went, are you kidding me? You actually gave all our money away? She said, well, who am I supposed to obey? You get up there as a minister and you're my husband. Ray Jean had to pay the bill for my piece of pizza. That's a true story. So, y'all just run with me here. My message is out the window. Hallelujah. And so we paid for the pizza. Now let's set that meeting aside. Now I'm in Tulsa. It's 1998. And last day of the meeting, driving home. He said, I want you to sow $25,000. I said, I didn't say anything. That's right. Surely that's not him. That's the truth. Now in Tulsa, we have Quick Trips. Do y'all have 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Something like that? I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to Quick Trip. I'm going to get like 3 donuts. And I'm going to get the most. I'm going to just pile every ounce of sugar into me. And then I'll go into a coma this afternoon. And I'll pass out. Because if I eat too much sugar, I'm one of those that goes, and bam. Like, boom, gone. I said, I'm eating every sugary thing in Quick Trip. Like donuts and just everything. Maybe he won't talk if I just pass out. I did. I went in Quick Trip. I thought, I'm not talking. I'm not listening. I'm not listening. I'm not done. Because the truth is the only reason I had $25,000 is because we had just sold a house. And we had bought another house that was an opportunity. Do you know what that word means? We bought a house that had wonderful potential.
That means a lot of work.
One of those. It's like you get it for a steal because it was abandoned for 2 years. And I'm not making this up. When we pulled, I found it first, and my wife and I pulled up, and she's like, oh, God, no. And I said, don't be moved by what you see. I'm telling you, this is a great opportunity. So you walk in, and I'm like, you know, gold shag carpet from the 70s, wood paneling, avocado green in the kitchen.
Yes, it's always green.
You know, it looked like the Brady Bunch, before the Brady Bunch. And this is the truth. The backyard, the weeds were, because it had been abandoned for 2 years. The backyard, the weeds were so grown up. When I paid somebody to mow it down, I was like, my God, there's a wrought iron fence back there that's 6 feet tall. I didn't know it. I'm serious. It was, but anyway, so we had sold one house and that was our renovation money. Oh. All of it. So I went, I was like, well, maybe I'll ask Wendy and she'll say no. And I'll just say, Lord, I can't, because unless two walk in agreement, you know, and I can't violate, you know, I just, you know, you, Lord, you're not a home wrecker, are you?
We try all kinds of
things. I'm trying every way I can think to get out of it. So I actually thought, you know what? I'm going to get in the corporate anointing one more time and make sure it's him. And so that night, and so the bottom line to that was, I did. And when I did, all I can tell you is the windows of heaven opened in that room. People begin to give for hours uncontrollably. And everyone gave according to their ability in faith. For instance, like there was one there, they could give $100,000. The bottom line to that was, and if Pastor Mark was here right now, he would validate this story to be the truth. The bottom line, and there's years in between there, that one offering enabled them to buy the building that later became their church. Several years later, and it was in an end time harvest account, waiting for some people to leave the building and it become available. And then the bank didn't think that Pastor Mark could come up with the money. Little did they know he already had the money in a bank account because of that one offering that night. Are you listening to me? So he and others were, you know, I'm not taking credit for it. However, if I hadn't obeyed, if I hadn't been the fire starter, right. The kindling, the John the Baptist, so to speak, the one, a greater one was coming. A church needed to be planted there and has been there now for 25 years. That literally has put untold millions and millions and millions of dollars around the world and sent apostles and what we would call missionaries and teachers and facilitated, because Pastor Mark, if you cut him open, he's missions on the inside from the office of a prophet. He's John Osteen. Do you remember John?
Yes.
Joel's got more notoriety, but Joel had a dad called John.
Yes, sir.
That really laid the foundation.
Yes.
And had nations on his heart. What am I saying to you? One act of obedience.
Yes.
Are you listening to me? And so, there you go. Now I'm going to read this scripture. I don't know why I told that story. I'm not trying to raise as an offering. I don't care what you give. I don't care what you don't give. I just don't bring me no dead chicken. You know, I don't bring me some animal. Dear God, I can't check it as luggage. You know, didn't you tell me that you brought you corn? What'd you do? Eat it before you flew away? You gave it to the pastor. Amen. So you said just a minute ago, here, what's this? Is this an offering?
No. Okay. You can have it. I'll give you a clean one.
Hallelujah. The other side of that. Thank you, Lord. Y'all will get to 21. I might read two scriptures and pray for everybody and pray for a while and we're going home.
Yes, sir.
So after I gave that offering, I knew that we were supposed to go somewhere and start a church eventually. I just didn't know when and I didn't know where. And money, what? I didn't have any money, and then I gave all the money away. So after we did it, that night I was going to bed and the Lord said, do you know what you just did? You changed the trajectory of your entire future. And because you obeyed me in doing that, you're going to have a harvest waiting on you before you get there. Well, I didn't know where there was. I knew there was a there, and I thought it had to do something with planting a church. But, you know, I'm a kid with two little babies. And just, you know, even like, Lord, is this you? Kind of deal. I went to bed that night and the Lord said, because you did that, because you obeyed me, there'll be people, places, and things and harvest. You see, waiting for you before you get there. Are you listening to me?
Sir.
Did you ever hear this scripture before around an offering? Cast your bread upon the water, for you'll find it after many days. Do you know that when the time that was written to the people of God, to the Israelites at that time, they were traveling as a nomadic tribe along the Nile River. So what they would do was take a portion of seed and they would throw it on the river. A type of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
They would throw it on the river. The river was running faster than they were. And so on their journey, the river was carrying the seed to their future.
Yes.
So when they got to their future, it had time to get in the soil and produce a crop. So all along their journey, they were having harvest to eat on every side because they sowed in a river.
That's right, amen.
You're sowing into a Holy Ghost church.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Cast your bread upon the water. Don't cast it in a dry place. And don't cast it to somebody that says they're going down if you don't give. Let them go.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? So he said to me, because you did that. So not long after that, after direction came, and in fact, y'all, I hadn't told this story in so many years. I can't believe I'm telling this story. When he said,
Here's the trajectory on your future if you hadn't obeyed me. And it was just like almost non-existent. He said, because you obeyed me. It was a slingshot, and he pulled it back like this. And he said, you think you pulled yourself back. All you did was create tension for a greater momentum and a greater trajectory, and I will see to it that you never lack. You'll have people, places, and things waiting for you.
Glory to God.
So I get to where God told me to go and start the church. I'd only been going just a little while. And a farmer, y'all, that you would think would have nothing but maybe some corn. So he calls me one day, and I'm on my way to LAX, which is about an hour and a half. And he says, Pastor, do you mind if I come by the house and see you just for a second? And I said, well, Doug, I'm on my way to meet up with Brother Copeland. You know, actually, I got to fly out of LAX, which is our major airport. You know, it takes me extra long to get there. And he says, oh, okay. Had this real high voice and a funny laugh. He said, okay. I just had an offering to bring you, and I wanted to get it to you before you left. I said, my God, come now. I'll miss the plane.
Yeah, miss the plane.
I'm a young pastor, for God's sake.
Bring the offering.
I need everything. Jesus, I need people. So he said, I just sold a piece of property. I didn't know he had anything. Anyway. He said, so my wife and I were talking about what to sow and where to sow it. And he said, we were going to give you $30,000, but the Lord said, that's not enough. Pastor, here's a check for $100,000. Go buy whatever you need.
That's awesome.
I bought sound equipment. I bought lights. I bought musical equipment. I basically furnished a mobile church with one offering.
That's amazing.
And after he left, the Holy Ghost said, while I was driving to LAX eventually, said, pays to obey, doesn't it, son?
Amen.
I could tell you that story time and time again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm just trying to get. If I could be here and pastor as well to tell you, I have been there when I needed a miracle within 24 hours. Look at me right now. I have been there where if God didn't move in 24 hours, I was going to have to pack up the house and go somewhere where I didn't know where I was going.
Wow.
To have a place to live. So don't look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. I've been there. Hallelujah. And so Pastor said some things out and some things in. And I, in my spirit, I saw this. It's Matthew 21. 12. Remember this? And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out. Everybody say out.
Out.
My God. Cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple. Not only that, he overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. So in other words, he had to get some things out. Why? Now listen, Lord, I can see that. It's what you said the first day I got here. Much prayer. Much prayer. That this is a precursor to what's coming.
Yes,
but this assignment for me being here for these days was prayer.
Oh, yeah.
It was prayer. We thought it was music rehearsals.
Yeah.
And we got a little bit of that.
Sure.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But it really was prayer.
Amen.
So some things had to go out. He said unto them, it is written, my house, my church, shall be called the house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. Now notice this. He brought, and thank God I didn't see any turtle doves or people changing money out there. And you understand, you're well taught, you know what was going on here. They had to have things in order to sacrifice and so forth, and a little different day and time there, but they were being abused and used. But the point of it is some things were kicked out or gotten out, and prayer was brought back in.
That's right.
Now listen to me, you don't have that problem in this church, but in the United States, there's a bunch of stuff that we have added to the church that has nothing to do with the church, which is his body or the plan of God or the body of Christ. And there's a whole bunch of things. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Yes. And some things are getting shaken out and some things are getting shaken in place and some things will be shaken in. But you get out what doesn't need to be there and you bring prayer in. What doesn't need to be there, get it out and bring prayer in. But this is what I saw. Because I knew this was the next verse. When they did that, when they got, and the blind. And the lame came to him. Where? In the temple. What? Where he just made some alterations. My God, I'm going to throw the pulpit. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them.
Glory to God.
That's it.
So you wrecked my sermon. Thank you. But see, anywhere I go,
yes, glory.
I'm not there to impress anybody. Yes. I'm not there to present my program. Yes. Anywhere he sends me, I'm there as a facilitator and maybe a fertilizer of what God has already planted or what God is already doing. I live, eat, drink, sleep, breathe. How can I help that church? How can I help that pastor? He said one thing, something out, something in. I thought, what have we done over the last 3 days? We prayed. Yeah. Yeah. What's the next thing? Miracles.
Miracles.
Healings.
Yes, sir.
Many alterations. Thank you, Lord. Let's move her over into that other thing. I feel it. I hear it more on the prophetic side. Many alterations were made through prayer over the last few days. Some things were stopped that would have been a problem. They'll never come. It'll never happen. There's some things that would have been an attack on this church that would have been a problem. I didn't say derail or stop it. I said just been a problem. You can abort problems before they hit the congregation through prayer. Now, this is the last thing I'm going to say, and then I'm going to pray for just a few minutes and just see what Pastor says to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard this on the inside of me as I was writing out enough notes for a 3-week revival, as if I hadn't even, yet, I'm not going to get to one scripture, and ask me how much I care. I don't care. Because once I leave a place and I know I obeyed, I obeyed. I don't care whether it makes any sense or not. I go to sleep at night going, I obeyed. I obeyed. Hallelujah. I heard this, Pastor, because of prayer. Prayer before I got here. Prayer during me being here. And the prayer that will ensue even over the next few days and weeks. There is over your ministry and over this congregation, not a visitation. There's an open heaven. And he said, and I was sitting in my little chair at the hotel. And I heard this, which I've never heard this from this way. I said, Lord, I don't even know if I want to say that. Because every time I've heard, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man, or the time of the end. And y'all know that's Matthew 24 and all of that. And they've always preached that in association with what you see there, of what we see when Paul wrote to Timothy, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves. Boastful, proud, blasphemers, blasphemers, lovers of ungodly things, and all of that. But when the Lord said to me, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the time of end. But I said, Lord, I don't preach that. That's not my message. Just on the inward witness, he said, son, it just wasn't judgment. I opened up the windows of heaven and I poured out the rain. I poured out water. For those that could hear my voice and were amply prepared and aware and were already moved by faith and built the ark and were in the ark, the rain was a blessing. All it did was take them up to a higher place. All the rain did was take them up to a higher level. All the rain did was get them to a greater destination. You see the rain, even of that day and time, as destruction and judgment. And it was. But you're missing one side of that. When I open up the windows of heaven, and my heart went back to, well, that's why you had me go to ask ye of the Lord rain. Yes. In the time of the latter rain. Yes. He would make bright clouds, showers of rain. Yes. Grass to every man in his field. I just sat there. I'm not ready to preach it yet. I'm just giving you as much as I got this afternoon. He said, stop looking at the open window of heaven where I broke open the fountains of the deep and the water ran and rained for 40 days and for 40 nights. Sure, it got some things out. But it took my covenant people to a higher place. He said, if they'll pray like you've done over the last few days, the windows of heaven are opened over this place. You'll have showers of rain. The blind, the lame, the halt, the maimed, and even the dead shall be raised in this place. He shall come to us as the rain. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the great commission shall be fulfilled. And because of the rain, you'll have a harvesting place. Harvesting plant. As it was in the days of Noah. I'll open the windows of heaven. I'll open the windows of heaven. We've opened some windows over the last 3 days. You were praying before I got here. I couldn't have stepped into a place that wasn't already there. Are you listening to me? It was a prepared platform before I even got here. I just grabbed a board and started riding on a river that was already running. But we prayed. I heard it on the inside, but I heard it in a way that I've never heard it before. I kept hearing that phrase, as it was in the days of Noah. But he seemed to accentuate, I have showers of rain, of increase and prosperity for this congregation. I have showers of miracles and power. I have showers of my presence that will land here, not as a visitation, but as a habitation. And by the way, the ark that Noah built, that's the local church. Don't jump out of the boat. And I'll give you this, because it's the script. I was going to go to Acts chapter 10, but I'm not, because I don't have time. Cornelius started praying. But there was a greater one to come. Peter had a vision. And in the vision, he saw heaven opened. What? Because of Cornelius, he said, you're praying and you're giving. This is a house of prayer and prosperity. Cornelius was not the high office that, but he did open the windows of heaven. But Peter was praying, and while he was praying, he had a vision and said, head, and I'm quoting, said, they're coming for you, Peter. Yeah. Go where?
Yeah.
I tell you to go. Go with him, doubting nothing. He went. Was it significant? That was the beginning of the gospel going from the Jew to the Gentile.
That's right.
It shook the known world. Get the gravity of this. Because I'm so humbled. I don't know. Part of me wants to scream and cry, and I don't even know what to do. I know my place, I know my grace, and I know my rank. I got sent here over the last 3 days just to pray like Cornelius, but there's greater offices that are going to have an encounter with Jesus. And Jesus is going to say, you head to Mississauga. There's an assignment waiting for you. All we did was pray. Peter was coming. That was his call. He planted the church at Antioch. He was the highest ranking. Because Paul's ministry had not flourished yet. Hadn't come really into fruition. Peter was number one. Because there was a guy who just knew something about praying and giving. People see me just as like a worship leader and a piano player. But the truth is, When I pastored for 13 years, the highest anointing in that church was praying and giving. But it's in this church. So the Lord said to me today, you obeyed me. I positioned you like Cornelius and you prayed, but there's a higher office to come and they'll know. Do you know what I'm saying without me saying everything?
Yes, sir.
You're destined for a move of God.
Amen.
That rocks this cities, whatever you call them, states, nations. Yeah. So I beseech you, my admonition before I leave you, don't draw back. This is a house of prayer.
Yes.
You've opened heaven. There's going to be some high-ranking prophets and apostles. You won't even have to invite them. They'll get a signal by the Holy Ghost. Head to Toronto. They'll call it Toronto. They'll look for you. You won't even have to look for them. They'll look for you. Hallelujah. Glory of God's in this room right now. Lift up your hands. Lord, I delivered this the best of my ability. We're in a time of transition. Pastors use very significant words. You're in a season of transfiguration. Transformation. That's right. And Jesus took Peter, James, and John. And as he was praying, heaven came down. Another open heaven. And he was transfigured right before their eyes. And there appeared Moses and Elijah. Talked to him about the rest of him running his course, his death, burial, and resurrection. He was transfigured and transformed right before their eyes in a place of prayer on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Lord, I remember that as well. When John was baptizing in Jordan, it said Jesus stepped down into a river. That's a move of the Holy Ghost. And as Jesus was praying, the heaven was opened. And the anointing came upon him. He began to be 30 years of age. He stepped into his miracle ministry. He stepped into his miracle ministry. And John said, I suppose if all the things and the miracles that Jesus did were written down, even the world itself could not contain the books and the volumes of the things that were done. He stepped into that river and an open heaven came over him. And he did it. And over this man, this mantle, this minister and its ministries, all of the tributaries, all of the streams emanating from this reservoir, you'll have meetings where you can't count the miracles, Pastor. And not just on foreign soil, here at home. You'll be in services where the presence of God will be so thick you won't have time to lay hands on them. There'll be healings in every direction because of the manifestation of His presence. How shall that be? When people do as we have done over the last few days, we get into a place of honor and a place of reverence and a place of worship and a place of reverence and holiness. And we separate under that call. We separate under that for which we were born. His presence will manifest itself and the Holy Ghost will be able to perform. And in the past, in a previous day and decade, when there was Kenneth Hagin, John Osteen, Lester Summerall, Dr. Ed Dufresne, others that are part of the great cloud of witnesses, moves of God were known by the name. But now there'll be such a congregation, such a presence resting habitually in designated places who have given themselves to prayer, a single name, the people and the world will not be aware. No, not like that day. A different day has come because of the presence. Because of the presence. Say that again, Lord. No single name will be known except the head of the church in the local church, which is his body. The reverence, the presence, the prayer, and the power shall be there. So let's just lift up our hands. I don't know what to do with this, Lord. I really don't. So we just worship you. So we just worship you. So we just worship you. Are you Luke? Which one are you?
Caleb.
Caleb. Stand up, Caleb. Forgive me for getting your name wrong. There's Luke and there's Caleb. Is Luke here?
Yeah.
Go get Luke. And you're Luke. Hey, buddy. Come here to me. Luke and Caleb. Hallelujah. My Lord, you're a beautiful child. Dear God in heaven, stretch your hands toward the family. You'll be protected and guided and directed all the days of your life. Every snare and trap of the enemy, he'll fall into a trap of his own making. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. It'll not come near you. You'll behold and see the rewards of walking with Jesus. You're protected, you're guided, you're directed. No weapon formed against you will ever prosper. This family is off limits to the enemy. And call the other and say Quinn. Cole and Quinn and the boys. All the boys. The family. The family. The hedge of protection, guidance, direction. No weapon formed against them will ever prosper. This family is off limits to the enemy. You've given your angels charge over them. Keep, accompany, defend, provide and hide. I'm in the secret place of the Most High. Prosper them. Amen. I think I'm almost done, but we can lift up our hands in reverence. Marigefi pasta colodoce. Baracasta levefi adalaba o cocondi atacaye. Araba ustacalaba arregeti atacaye. Lord, I know that. Let me have the whole worship team, final impartation, the singers and the players, just reverently come. And it's good if we just have a low hum of Holy Ghost tongues. Just line them up. And Pastor, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, In just over the next few weeks and months, you just call what I call an audible. Send out an alert. We got to get to the church and just worship. Just, you know, guys, clear your calendars as much as you can. Get rid of the unnecessary wait. A move of God's coming. Your schedule's going to be altered. Your schedule's going to be altered. Your schedule's going to be altered. Don't pile worldly things on right now. Don't be adding to natural things financially. Get rid of all the fray. Get as light as you can so you can obey. Don't be adding to your debt. Get as light as possible. Moves of God. Moves of God alter people's schedules. You need to be light. As light as possible. I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. Shred the debt. Lord, I know, and if you tell me to do that, you know I'll do it. That's for me personally. Guys, I'll be there in just 1 second. I'm just checking my heart where the congregation, and I'm a hastaikai. In tongues, please, in worship. Brother, I keep getting drawn to you, and I know I already laid hands on you, right? Did I? Is that your wife? Can y'all stand up? Just stand up. I don't have to put my hands on you again. Lift up your hands right now. The glory of God's coming on you. The glory of God's come on you. The glory of God's come on you. I don't know what you do. I don't know what your schedule is. I don't know what you put your hand to. I don't know anything about you. But be easily maneuverable. Be willing to change. Be willing to just say, Lord, that was my plan, and that I thought that would bring success and prosperity and get me where I want to be. Be easily maneuverable. And you too. I laid hands on you last time. I remember you. Be easily maneuverable. Easy. Quick to hear. Quick to obey. Don't delay. Don't delay. Shh. In Jesus' name. There's a plan for you. There's great grace on you. Obey. There's no man that have left house or mother or father or sister or brother, but he shall not receive 100-fold here and now in this lifetime. Be bold to obey. That's the glory in tonight. Obey. Obey. There's a higher way. In Nakaye, Sodo Lobo, Merakaitai. I keep getting drawn to you. And I don't know what you do. You're a prayer. You're a prayer. Stand up. Wants to prosper prayers. He wants to put them in a place where they can give themselves to prayer. Give themselves to prayer. Give themselves to prayer. But you know, you live in there, you live in the earth. You have to have natural things. I know. Ask me how I know. Prosperity flow. Flow. Windows of heaven open. Windows of heaven open. There's three times the windows of heaven were open in the Old Testament. The flood and the turnaround under Elisha's mandate and mantle. And the book of, he says, bring you the tithe in the storehouse. I'll open the windows of heaven. And it's all throughout the book of Acts. Lord, I know I can't get away from that. On this church, there's an open heaven. Just go in other tongues. Go in other tongues. Lift it up here just a little bit. Araba ochiata. Guys, don't move. I'm coming. Brosta. Broste. Miracles. Miracles. Miracle keys. Miracle keys. Miracle keys. Miracle keys. Fire. 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 No, no, no. Not down. Higher. Estalabache. Yerabohuste. Yerineke. Yeah. Shomarada. Yerabostai. Gundaje. Fresh oil, fresh supply. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He'll know. Pastor will know. He'll know. He'll know. What about those special meetings? What about those Holy Ghost meetings? What about those special times? Dear Lord, so you want me to say that? You don't need a guest. You don't have to bring anybody in. Follow this. There'll be times it's just you and the family. Gather together and worship. Don't always think who... if I miss it, forgive me. Make sense? You don't always need again. You don't always need another deal. Okay. Where do I start? I'm gonna go the other end. Hang on, just worship there. I'm coming to you, Pastor, last. Kola Mahariste. Okay, stretch your hands, guys. Pastor heard it. He said this has been a change of the season for us. He got it by word of knowledge or some word. I heard it in the sound. I've heard it in the services. This is a different place from this day forward. You better surround these people with prayer, because he attacks prayer and he attacks praise. But he is a defeated foe. Guard your heart. Sharpen. Sharpen. Now. Yeah, it's right. Just sit down. Let the kista. Let it give voice. Let it work on you. Sharpen. 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 Pastor, I'm coming to you in a minute. Power in they say. Power. Flow. 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 You'll flow. You'll flow. You'll hear it. You'll hear it. You'll increase in ability. And a greater ability you'll come to know. Flow! Yeah. Power of God come upon her in Jesus' name. Finish it, Lord. Finish him. Miracles. Miracles. Oh, these are keys to miracles. All of you hold keys to miracles. Keys to the house. Keys to the house of miracles. Keys to the house of miracles. 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 Pishanate. Yakonosa. Arene. Stretch your hands toward Pastor Jenny. Father, I humbly and simply say, there's been impartations of my life in all of my 62 earthly years. Dear Father, 4 generations deep are on the inside of me. And when the devil tried to kill me and my mother when I was yet in her womb, you sent that angel, and the angel appeared to my mother and said, "Fear not, the baby will be born." You told my mother he's a boy, because obviously it's the day before sonograms. She wanted a girl because I have 2 older brothers. But the angel said, "It's a boy. You have to name him David." You told my mother, "I'll put a gift in him. That gift will come into focus, utilized through the prophets in the time of the end." You spared my life. You saved me, and yet in the womb, when the doctor said, "My mom and possibly the baby, no way." But the angel delivered a word and said, "The plan will be born." So I say to this vessel, fear not. O carrier of a plan. The plan has already been formed. The The plan has been born, but now comes to a greater manifestation and fruition through your voice, through your authority. Release it to this congregation. Be bold. Don't draw back. Don't draw back. What you see yourself do, do. What you hear yourself say, say. But this night, know from me, speaking by the Spirit of God, an impartation is coming from me to you that is four generations deep. Was that right? The fourth man in the race. Yeah, what he did say. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Yeshimashimashimashimashimashimashi. Much, much, much. Espana oriegefi pasta kaladadeche. Borinefin. Gastalaporin. It's part of the outpouring. Why that change? Because of the outpouring. Because of the open heaven. Some things can only be accessed through a higher office, not musical ability. A higher rank opens a higher place. So you don't sing and lead from a lower grace. You sing and lead from your office, from that place. It's a higher grace. Don't come down. Don't come down. Don't come down to a lower rank trying to conform to musical sounds. Lead from the higher rank. Lead from the higher office. Music is only involved. That's not what this is about. This is about authority. I give unto you keys to the kingdom of heaven. What you bind is bound. What you loose is loosed. And from this day forward, it's released through sound. 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 Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. And so, you see, when Pastor Jenny begins to lead, starting Sunday, you must realize it's not a music director. It's a fivefold office. Yes. Carries more weight. Deshpa. Jesus, I don't know what to do with this, so I lift up my hands. Hallelujah. So we lift up our hands. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father. So, Pastor Kaye, Tethebas. Lord, we could just sing a song here before I give this to Pastor or Spada Gaze de Laman. Yeah. I'm not even going to go to the piano. I'll just make my way there, but we'll start without one. Blessing and honor, glory and power, wisdom and riches and strength. Blessing and honor, wisdom and power, wisdom and strength be unto you, unto you. Sits at the right hand of God beyond.
unto you, who sits at the right hand of God.
Blessing.
Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. Blessing.
I'm going to turn this to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What can we say about a service like this? Really are no words. So holy and so precious. God has spoken to us corporately, individually. And I, for one, Father, am so grateful. I'm so grateful. You confirm things that I haven't told anybody, that I've never preached yet, through things that Brother David said. I thank you for your confirmations, for your tweaking, your instructions, your corrections. I thank you, Father, for this man that's so willing to be led and not stuck in a rut, but just to flow with what the Spirit of God wants to do. It's so precious, Father. It's so wonderful, and it's so needed. And we're so grateful for it, and we're like sponges tonight to just receive it. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. You've met us here in this room tonight. You've refreshed us and helped us. You've spoken to us through this man. You've spoken to us directly in our hearts. I know many of us have heard things by God directly to us tonight, in addition to what God was speaking through Brother David. So, Lord, we have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God says to us, and we will be quick to obey. For it is those that are willing and obedient that eat the good of the land. We will obey, and we will do it with the right attitude. And we thank you.